The following show contains explicit content.
Meltdown presents Chatty Wampus, a podcast about things and stuff.
Hello.
Hello, everyone.
Welcome to the fourth episode of Chatty Wampus, a little spinoff from Talk Radio Meltdown on morelikeradio.com. It's the one show of the two Talk Radio Meltdown-esque shows that we do that's actually live.
It is. It is currently playing right now. Right now, while we're talking.
8 o'clock Eastern, PM Eastern, Mountain Eastern.
Eastern Mountain, Standard Eastern.
.gov/net.
.co.uk
on morelikeradio.com. That's where this show can be heard live. 229th episode of Talk Radio Meltdown was the other day, and the 230th episode will also be the 5-year anniversary episode of the show.
Happy birthday.
Which is I think that's what I started episode 229 off with, so I should probably start off with something else. But you weren't here, Nicole. You weren't
I
here
wasn't
for that
I
show,
fucked
so.
off.
Nah,
fucked off. I was like, I'm out of here. Well, no, I did say something. I said hi.
Yes,
while I was
did.
Doing my laundry.
Yes, you were in the room. You just weren't on mic with us. Yeah, it'll be our 5-year anniversary, and I think you're what, like 9-month anniversary on the show. If that, I don't even think we're at 6 yet. I think you started in like September of last year.
Yeah, I think it was September.
Yeah. And I haven't even seen you, too, in the last 2 days. I think I've seen you for a total of like 5 minutes.
I pieced the fuck out. I'm like, I'm out.
Like, it was weird waking up this morning and you weren't here.
You were having to feed the cats.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got wrecked last night. I was in a rough state last night.
Yeah, you look like you're, look exactly the same as you did when you left last night when I last saw you, except you also look like you slept in a dumpster.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I feel like I slept in a dumpster, so I mean.
Yeah, so you're me. Last week. Remember last week I was all hungover trying to do the show?
Oh, I was, yeah.
So now you're all hungover.
I'm a bit, I mean, I'm okay. I've been eating and stuff like that. I haven't been drinking anymore, but.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I was in a rough state.
What were you drinking?
Vodka.
Just straight up?
With other things, but then shots of vodka, vodka in things, and.
Nice. You didn't end up, like, passed out in the bathroom floor, did you?
No.
Good.
I did pass out, but...
Yeah, not on a bathroom floor.
It was intentional when I laid down that I knew I was going to fall asleep.
Yeah. Well, at least you didn't drive. I mean, that's...
Exactly,
that's
yeah.
That's I guess.
I was in no state to be driving.
It could have been bad.
Yeah. But. Definitely would have been bad. But well, it was a good time.
Good.
Yeah.
Still alive.
I am.
You got
I
home 5 minutes ago.
Not 5 minutes ago. Like 15, but still. We were playing board games.
Yeah. Wish I could do that all day. I was at work.
They
all
have
day.
So many board games. It's so much fun.
Yeah. Yeah, I spent all day working. That's what I do on Saturdays.
How was that? Was it thrilling?
No.
No.
It's never thrilling.
Not thrilling. No. I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah, whatever. What can you do?
Yeah, what can you do?
Yeah, I don't know. I just don't like, I don't really want to just, I mean, I'm drinking right now. I mean, I'm having a beer, but that's it. That's all I'm going to have.
What are you drinking?
Curious Traveler.
Oh.
The Lemon Shandy Curious Traveler. Actually, I've never even tried this bar. I don't even know if they actually have any other variants of this beer. I don't know if, like, the kind I'm drinking is the only kind that's actually available, but, yeah, it's pretty good.
You liking it?
Yeah, I just can't do that anymore, you know? A, because I'm a lightweight.
Yeah.
B, because I, you know, in my state, I probably shouldn't be.
What, getting wrecked on a regular?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I think it was when we moved in together, that was okay, and that was acceptable, but,
it takes its toll.
Yeah.
After a while, it really does. You know, you almost need a rest from it.
It's even worse, like, if you're, like, I don't know, true sign of alcoholism, if you're hungover, but then you just go out and you get trashed the next night anyway.
Ugh, I couldn't do it. Like, I need a rest in between, or else.
Yeah.
I just become a mess.
Yeah, it can be difficult. When you got that pounding headache and you decide the only way to quell it is more alcohol, then,
You might want to take a step back and reevaluate some things.
What's about the time in your life when you should probably admit that you've got a problem? our Skype name is Talk Radio Meltdown. If you want to call us on Skype using that, or you can just use the regular old traditional telephone, 774-293-4255. You know what's funny is I actually give that number out, but I never do it on Talk Radio Meltdown. It's because it's not a live show anymore, so
yeah.
There's really no reason to. I could give that number out if you want to leave us a voicemail. You can do that.
Oh, that would be really cool.
But, yeah, if you want to call us during this 1 hour, give or take, that we have on the station, then feel free to
this
do so. It's
1 hour fuckfest.
Yeah. First and foremost, something that I had a whole pile of things I wanted to get to for Talk Radio Meltdown the other day, and we never even got to it.
Oh, jeez.
It just dawned on me, too. What day do we record Talk Radio Meltdown? Is it on Thursdays?
Thursdays.
I gotta stop saying that the show airs on Thursdays. It airs on Fridays on Bar Like Radio.
Yes.
It's recorded on Thursdays.
It's recorded on Thursdays.
One day, and I think it's probably gonna be like the last episode we ever do of anything. I'm finally gonna get all those minuscule details right.
Just in time for the last one.
Like, I don't even have it written down. I'm like, oh, I'm cool. I know exactly what.
I got
what.
It from memory.
I could do it, yeah.
Steel Trap.
Radio Talk Meltdown, man. Fuck. Yeah. So... I had a whole bunch of shit that I wanted to get to during Talk Radio Meltdown, we never did. First and foremost, there was this guy that I saw maybe about a week ago from some country, Norway.
All right, Norway, good start.
Norway is some country. He lost a bet. He's 18 years old. He's a fucking moron. He lost a bet. Okay?
Okay.
And the condition now was he had to get a tattoo. What's the worst kind of tattoo you think you could ever get? Like, something that you would just, like, you get it and you think at first it's going to be a really good idea. And I should be one to talk because I've got fucking a band logo on one
arm. Yeah.
And lyrics on another arm. But see, I'm like, in the mindset when I got these, I was like, you know what? These are two bands that I really like. And I'm just going to, you know, I know they're going to be stuck on me for the rest of my life unless I choose to somehow alter them so they're, you know, covered up at that point.
Yeah.
But it's, you know, I'm going to be really happy to tell people 30 years down the road that these are two bands that I really enjoy and was totally willing at the tender age of 24 to get plastered on my skin for the rest of my life.
Yeah, they look cool.
Yeah, but aside from that, what's the worst tattoo that you can think of off the top of your head that you would get?
Probably, like, those celebrity ones when fans get, like, a celebrity tattoo. So people will have, like, Justin Bieber's face tattooed on them. That's the worst idea for me.
That actually is pretty bad.
It is pretty bad. Is that not the case in this situation?
Is like, this is the most random thing you can think of. This honestly is the most random tattoo you could possibly think of. This dude in Norway, his friends, I guess, quote-unquote, punished him for being another, quote-unquote, too active with the ladies. I don't know what that means. In Norway, I guess that means something.
Is that a bad thing, to be active with the ladies?
I mean, if there was a bet involved, what was it? Go out and get laid. Oh, you got laid. You lose the bet. Okay.
Is it a loss? Is it really a loss?
Well, if he lost his virginity, then there is something being lost.
Yeah, but, there you go.
He got the receipt of a McDonald's order tattooed on his forearm. I'm not kidding.
What?
I'm not kidding at all. I wish I could make that up. I'm not.
That is so fucking random.
Yeah, it's a McDonald's. It's like a massive McDonald's order, too. And it, you can definitely tell it's in some other language, but it comes out to like somewhere around $100, I think. And
that, you know, is an epic.
Like an American money, of course, but...
Yeah.
Yeah, are you looking at it right now?
I'm trying to open it up now, but I'm having trouble with the link.
Oh, that should work. You should be able to see it. Just give it a minute.
Yeah.
You are using the world's worst computer, too.
It's a little slow.
Yeah, it's just this long... It's not, I mean, it's not really a long receipt, but, it takes up the entire length of his forearm. And there's a lot of things on there, too. It's just like... It's not just one or two things. It's got to be at least more than... It's probably like 9 or 10 things.
Oh, wow.
On the receipt. All the Huffington Post says about this is, the tattoo, which takes up most of his arm, shows a recent purchase that included a soda, cheeseburger, and quote-unquote nonstop flurry.
Nonstop flurry?
I don't know what that is.
Well, on the one hand, I'm thinking Norway. It sounds like awful weather.
Yeah.
But on the other hand... If it's a delicious treat, then that is probably ideal. You would want them to be.
This guy's going to have a nonstop flurry of hate towards him for the rest of his life.
Or just shame. Just why? Why did I do this?
Well, that's the other thing, too, is I love going on Wikipedia and looking up the list of things that they sell at McDonald's in other countries that they don't have here.
Yeah, it's different.
It's almost kind of angering, you know? It's like, I want these things.
You can get beer at some of them, I think, yes. Like in other countries.
Like Switzerland, I think, or Finland or something.
That's perfect. You go out, go for a burger and a beer. Boom.
What's it called? McBeer?
McBeer. It's probably the worst beer ever,
Dollar
though.
Beer. That's
oh.
What it is.
It's like a step down from like a PBR.
It makes Natty Ice look good.
Oh, yeah. That's true.
Why don't they just sell Keystone, you know? Like, just put that. It's not even on tap, too.
Yeah.
They still give it to you in like the plastic.
One of the little cups. Yeah. Oh, jeez.
With a straw.
Oh, that is just an awful idea.
Yeah.
Awful.
This idiot was given a choice, either a Barbie tattoo on his ass or the McDonald's receipt on his forearm. I honestly, dude, I would have taken a Barbie tattoo on
my ass. A Barbie
on,
yeah.
Because
I would too.
Unless you're just walking around in fucking cut off jeans or naked, no one's ever
gonna
see
it. No one's gonna see it.
Even if you're getting laid, dude, you're a guy. No girl is gonna be like immediately going for your ass if you're getting laid.
Depends on who he's fucking.
Yeah, true.
Some chicks go for the ass.
That's kind of weird. And that's just, I mean, like, is that going to turn someone off? Like, what kind of bar were you going to get? You know, I would have taken that.
Malibu. Get Malibu.
I would have gone for, like, the black Barbie, you know, show some, you know.
Nice.
Prove that I'm not a racist.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I'm seeing the tattoo now. Wow.
What's the word I'm trying to think of? Diversification?
You're diversifying your ass by putting on black Barbie?
Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
My ass is accepting of all genders. I'm not.
That's very tolerant of your ass.
Yeah. See, I would totally have done that, but this guy seems to have thought that the receipt was a much better idea. And
it's interesting. I don't know many people who would have a McDonald's receipt tattoo.
See, if I went to like In-N-Out Burger, because they don't have those up here. I would totally get an In-N-Out Burger receipt tattooed on me just to be able to say, I went here.
I was here once.
Yeah.
Here is the proof in my receipt.
The only time I would really start regretting it is if they actually, you know, expand that chain up to the Northeast. And then I'll start to regret it because then it's like, well, then I could just
get... Well, it's so common, yeah.
Because at that point, I'm like, well, why did I do this?
Because you're an idiot.
To top all this off, the tattoo place that did this piece for him told him that they would put the receipt for the McDonald's tattoo. They would, or the receipt for the work done on the McDonald's piece.
Yeah.
They told him they would tattoo that on his other forearm for free, which he said he'll do. So now he's going to have two...
Oh,
receipt tattoos. The McDonald's one, and then the receipt for the tattoo for the McDonald's one.
Oh, my goodness. And he's going through with it?
He's
going
to do it because you're going to have to pay for this one.
But it's a receipt.
Yeah, but it's free advertising for the tattoo place. It's better than just saying,
good point.
It's better than just saying, oh, I got my tattoo done at this place. You can actually hold out your arm and see, here's the receipt.
I have proof that I did this.
See, like I got a forearm tattoo and it takes up the entire length of it. And I remember when I got, of course, you know, the first time I see my parents after I had it done, I get the whole, you ain't giving you a good job. It's like, well, I have a
job. Wear a long sleeve shirt.
Exactly. Like, well, hey, I have a job. They are completely tolerant of a lax dress code.
A lot of places are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Everyone has it now, you know? It's not it's not like I was used to be. There are people that just, they're covered in it, you know?
Yeah. I mean, and you don't even look at them any differently. I mean, like, in my office as well, it's a pretty casual atmosphere. And a lot of people have tattoos. People have hand tattoos. Like, I've got one on the back of my neck. I don't ever worry that I'm wearing my hair up. Like, no one really cares.
Yeah.
You just have tattoos.
I've been fortunate enough to have jobs where I've never been told, hey, you need to wear this. I mean, they've told you to wear clothes, but
they give you a general, like,
yeah,
you're allowed to get away with quite a bit.
Yeah, like, I'm wearing a shirt today. It's got, like, a little, you know, Japanese-esque looking Iron Man on it. I was at the radio station. I could be walking around that office during business hours when you get suits and VPs and all stuff walking around, but they wouldn't care if I was wearing the clothes I'm wearing right now.
Yeah.
I've worn some of the dumbest looking clothes possible. No one says one word to me. In fact, they stop me and they compliment me on the shirts.
They like the shirts. Yeah. Yesterday, Jack gave me a few hand-me-down shirts, just shirts that I guess he hadn't been wearing or whatever. So I got to pick through some, and one of them was this really sweet-looking Rocco's Modern Life shirt, and I fucking fell in love with it. So Friday for work, go in the office wearing that, and I think I'm so cool. I'm so original. I've got something, like, so funky. Nobody has a shirt like this.
Of course not.
A girl two cubicles down from me is wearing the same fucking shirt. And I'm like, really? This is my luck.
You know what you should have done? You should have just walked right up to her and said,
how dare you?
I should have. I really should have. Oh my goodness. Wow.
Yeah. So that's that. That guy's a fucking moron.
Yeah, he's an idiot.
But yeah, I mean, stuff like that. At first, I think to myself, I'm like, oh, should I have gotten the one I got? Should I have even done that? Was that a good idea? And I don't care.
Yeah.
I don't really care. I mean, I like it.
Like it, yeah.
It's a conversation starter, too, you know?
Definitely.
It's like I can just go up to, you know, if people come up to me and they want to know about it, I can just be like, hey, well, it's a Joy Division tattoo, you know? I like Joy Division. And then I can brag about how I didn't have to pay for it.
You didn't have to pay for it?
Well, I mean, I had to pay for it. But it wasn't my money. It was the state of Nevada's money. It was all of my gambling winnings.
Oh, yep.
I did not spend a dime out of my own pocket for it.
Well, that's part of the conversation as well, then. Exactly. You gotta love free.
I also didn't even, come home with any of my winnings, but whatever.
A lot of people who go to Nevada don't.
I was like, I was planning on saving it. And putting it in the, you know, in the bank, saving it for
you were gonna do that.
Yeah,
you're gonna do something. Oh, I don't know, responsible.
Yeah, at least I didn't just like go out and just get shit faced and spend it on hookers and blow.
That's yeah.
I could have
silver linings.
I could have. I really could have. I just chose not to.
You chose not to, and that shows incredible willpower.
See, I could have. I could have saved all that money up. And if I just kept winning money, if I'd made enough, like, say, somewhere in the millions range, then I could have bought the new Wu-Tang Clan album.
What?
The Wu-Tang Clan put out a new album. It's their first one in a long time. They're making one physical copy of it.
What?
One physical copy of this album will exist. And it's gonna be worth like millions of dollars.
Is the rest just gonna be like internet downloads and stuff?
I think that's what they're going for. I'm not too certain of this, but what I know is that they're putting out a new album. It's their first new one in a long time, and they're just making one.
They're
copy
making
of it. Yeah.
One. That's so weird.
And I haven't seen anything about them putting it on the internet too. You know.
Well, why would you go through the effort of making a record and not giving it to anyone?
Bragging rights. Just being able
it
to say
it is Wu-Tang.
You're that one album that, because there's like a lot of prolific bands. Like, I know Van Halen's one of them, where they've got, and Chili Peppers too. I actually discovered the Red Hot Chili Peppers is this too. They have at least one full album that is done, all the songs are recorded, mastered, all those things, and they just will never be released. You'll never see them.
But why?
The band members being weird. That's what it is.
I just don't understand it. You go through all of that work. I can't imagine how much work it is. It must be a lot.
Yeah. Like, I was reading that the Red Hot Chili Peppers put out a greatest hits album, like, maybe, I don't know, like 10 years ago. And it had a couple of, like, newly recorded tracks on it. The rest were, like, all their big songs from, like, the previous decade.
Yep.
And those two new songs are actually supposed to be part of, like, a fresh album's worth of stuff. And I guess John Frusciante, who was their guitarist at the time, decided he didn't like any of those songs and didn't want to release them.
Oh,
so the band,
geez.
The band held it back, and they did Chad Smith, the drummer, did an interview recently, and he said that if they ever released, like, a big box set at some time with all of their albums, then it will be included on there. Then you'll find
that's
it.
Something to, like, look, yeah. Look to.
Also, their album Stadium Arcadium, it's a double album. It's actually supposed to be a triple album. There actually is a third.
A triple album?
Mm-hmm. It's supposed to be three discs. Double albums usually just two discs with two, you know, it's two pretty much full lengths on each disc. There's supposed to be a third one because they're named after planets. There's, I think, Mars and Jupiter. The Venus disc has never been released. I think you can find it online. I think it leaked online at one point, but it's never actually been officially released by the band.
That's so interesting that they'd go through the effort and just abort it, pretty much.
Yeah. But it's one of those things where if it's ever, like, announced that it'll be released at some point, it's a good way of generating hype, you know?
It is.
New Order did that. Their most recent album really wasn't new. It was from their 2005 album, the last one to come out. It was just, like, a bunch of leftover tracks, and they're just like, you know what? We had all these recorded. Just make a new album.
You might as well.
It. And it's being considered a new album, even though the recordings were all upwards of 8 years old.
Yeah, but, I mean, if it's all new content, you know?
Yeah. But in regards to the Wu-Tang Clan ever putting this new album of theirs on the internet, I remember the Smashing Pumpkins, one of their best albums ever. It was the last one they released before they broke up. It's like, I think this was like 2000, and they made, I think, 7 physical copies of it, and each copy had instructions on there on how to upload it to file sharing websites and put it on the internet. This was 2000. This wasn't being done.
This
was like in the heyday of Napster, so, like, no one was doing this, and Smashing Pumpkins were just like, well, we have a new album, the record label doesn't want to release it, but we do, so how do we do it, you know? Now, there's a bunch of bands now that just put albums out for free all the time, but...
Yeah, they do.
Or they do, like, those pay what you want campaigns, like Radiohead did it, you know? If you want to only pay them $1 for the new album, you can, you know? They're not going to stop you. But Smashing Pumpkins jumped on that bandwagon early. That's a fantastic... It's one of my favorite albums of theirs, and I think part of it's just because of the obscurity, because not many people know about it.
How they handled it.
Yeah, it wasn't a major label release, and they were just kind of... You know, it was like, hey, have it for free, whatever.
Yeah.
Take it.
It's cool.
Yeah. So, I... You know what? The thing is, though, I don't like the Wu-Tang Clan.
Yeah, I don't either.
In fact, I'm pretty sure the first time I ever heard of them was... I think it was a Homestar Runner cartoon. You ever watch Homestar Runner?
A little bit.
Yeah, I think Coach Z at one point mentioned, he said something about the Wu-Tang Clan. I think Coach Z was supposed to represent like a white guy in his mid-50s that likes hip-hop.
I don't think I've met one of those.
It could be my dad.
Your dad?
No, my dad.
Your dad doesn't like hip-hop?
No. No, he one guy I work with, he's like pushing 40, and all he listens to is hip hop, and he's like this pudgy little white guy.
Is he like super white?
Yeah,
like not just white, but super white,
pasty white.
Oh, jeez.
It's almost kind of like imagine like overweight Michael Bolton from Office Space.
Oh wow, that would be a sight.
Yeah. All right, let's take a break. When we come back, there's a video that popped up on the internet. I think I watched this without the sound on, so I'm not exactly sure how well it's going to translate over the radio. but it's been making its rounds this this past week. It's this guy basically having karma just handed to him.
All
right. It's a great example of karma just coming in and just biting someone in the ass. Someone who just being horrifically stupid. They're stupid, and then there's horrifically stupid, and you'll find out why. We'll be back.
Talk Radio Meltdown presents Chatty Wampus.
Featuring Jack Gill and Nicole Mossy.
From everyone here at Talk Radio Meltdown, we just want to say thanks for making the last 5 years the best ever. You know, we've done a lot of really cool things and a lot of fun stuff on this show in the last 5 years. You know, like that, there was that one time when, there's the other time when, no, actually, that wasn't us. Do you remember?
Talk Radio Meltdown.
Yeah, you can't sell Betsy's milk to no one. Absolutely no one.
Oh my god! Oh my god!
You can't sell that milk.
No, it's not. Like, I can not sell it.
I got pain. It's my hair. Yo, I got pain.
I almost said I got pain.
I'm gonna smell it.
Dude fucking takes the bread, shoves it in her ass, shits it back out, puts it in the case. That's how you wrap the bread.
You can jiggle your fist around in there without hitting the sides.
Ball Room Crew, 9 to 11, Saturday nights on Warlike Radio.
If you weren't able to catch the last Hippo Juice show, here's what you probably missed.
I would rather go 1 mile down the road than inconvenience men behind me.
Mm-hmm. In my mouth, with my tongue, and testicles.
Oh. The official statement is fag!
Zach, as far as your routine goes, because do you ever, like, do, like, with,
Listen to the Hippo Juice Show live every Wednesday night, 7 to 9 p.m. on morelikeradio.com.
Talk Radio Meltdown.
He just wrote a song, put it on an album. The album came out, went to number one, and a few weeks later, he's like, oh, yeah, by the way, I'm gay, and if you want to know why, listen to this particular track.
Oh,
so everyone did, and they found out. It's like, oh, the song's apparently about how much he wants to fuck a dude. Okay. That's logical.
Well, with the verse, like, I want a dick up my ass repeatedly with balls touching my bum.
Is that really the lyric? I'm not familiar with this band.
Talk Radio Meltdown every Friday from 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern on morelikeradio.com.
Chatty Wampus. Talk Radio Meltdown presents Chatty Wampus.
Welcome back to our fourth episode of Chatty Wampus.
Going strong.
We have made it this far. I can't
believe
it.
Look at how far we've come.
We might not come back.
Yeah, we're done. This is over. No. We're having good times.
Yeah. I wish I could bring this fucking video up, too. There we go. Here it is. There's a video that's been making its rounds on the interwebs. It's called Redneck Road Rage.
All right. Good start.
I actually believe in karma. You know, that's something I actually legitimately believe in.
Yeah. I do too, in a way.
Like, I don't believe in religion. All right. I mean, I think it's easier to say, like, I'm agnostic. It's one of those things where, like, if I see it, you know, of course, who am I going to tell if I'm dead? But, you know, if I see it when I die, then I'll believe in it, you know?
Yeah.
But I actually look, you know, instead of religion, I just look at karma. You know, I just, I, I, think that, you know, everything happens for a reason. And if you're good to people, good things will happen. If you're bad, then bad things will happen.
You
deserve only what you give, you know?
Exactly. Equal exchange and whatnot.
So when I saw this video the other day, I was like, this was a perfect example of karma, and I was so happy that this ended the way it did. I'm going to play the audio. I don't know how well it's going to translate over the radio, because the first time I watched this, I didn't have the sound on, so I don't know exactly what goes on. Nicole's going to come over and watch this with me. You can swing that over if you want. It should reach.
I just wanted to make sure that we weren't going to get any, like, bleeding.
Oh, no, we're fine.
Okay.
You know what? I know what to do. Hold on. Two seconds.
What are you doing? What is he doing? No, we don't need to do that.
Yes, we do. Good thing I have this other microphone here.
Okay.
All right. So let's listen to this. Basically, this guy in a truck was, I think he's pretty much tailgating this woman in his car, and they were on a highway in Florida. I guess it was raining. It was raining really bad. The right lane. Yeah, the left lane is a passing lane, right?
Yes.
Okay, yep. The right lane is just, it's a two-lane highway. Right lane, I guess, is just all trucks, all right? And she couldn't actually, he or she, I'm not sure if it's a woman or a man driving, she couldn't get in the right lane to let this guy pass. So she's stuck, and this guy behind her just tailgating her, being a total dick. So she decides to take her phone out, and while she's still looking at the road, she has the phone out filming this guy.
Okay.
So in according to her slash him, again, I don't know the gender of the driver. We'll find out in a second. They didn't look at the video until after what is about to transpire actually happened.
Okay.
No idea what was going on. Wasn't looking through the screen. So let's listen and see if anything, you know, translates. You can already tell this guy's being a dick.
He's upper ass. Yeah. And that's a big truck.
Yeah.
He's getting way too close.
I already hate this guy.
Yeah, you don't like being around those types of people.
He's kind of hanging back a little bit.
He's been speeding up and then he'd hang back a bit. Speed up and then hang back a bit.
Yeah. Now he's starting to hang back a little.
Yeah.
This person's doing looks like they're doing the speed limit too.
Yeah, they're not going slow, that's for sure.
Well, now here's the other thing, is that lane looks like it's open now, so I don't know why they haven't chosen to. Oh no, never mind. There's a truck. All right, that's why they can't merge. All right. I was about to say I haven't seen any trucks.
Yeah.
In the right lane yet, but.
I see what they're talking about now.
So now he's back on this person's ass. Oh, now he's gonna go.
Dick. He's like yelling on the window.
He's like trying to match. I hate it when they do this. They match speed.
Oh my god! Yeah, so they can say something.
Now he's gonna go. Now he's just flipping the driver off. Not even looking at the road. He's just flipping.
He is focused.
Smiling.
On that car.
And flipping the driver off. And
oh my god.
That's what you get. All on video, buddy.
Oh jeez. And she keeps driving. She just witnessed this guy get in an accident and she laughs.
No, she stops.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. What a fucking asshole.
Yeah.
And now, well, she's out of the car too.
He was fucking, he, like, went over onto the other side of the road, was doing some spins and stuff. That was pretty, that didn't end that well for that guy.
I just like how he's, like, he's got a big smile on his face the whole time.
He was staring at the drive, like, at the person recording it for way too long, just, like, intently not looking anywhere near the road. That was a recipe for disaster.
Now, the only thing is, just at the angle that the camera was, I don't know, like, if he was looking away from the road for so long that when he finally turned back, he realized, oh shit, I'm still on the road, and then kind of, like, you know, had a panic moment and went off, or if, like, there was something in the middle of the road or another car or something.
I think he was speeding up too quickly, and there must have been a guy in front of him, so he tried to swerve around it, and the second he swerved,
yeah,
it was just kind of over because his car was so big, you can't make those types of movements without your car getting fucked.
Yeah. There was someone in front of him, but
yeah,
I mean, it looks like he could have had enough time to merge and get in front of her and be a total asshole and then maybe brake check her.
Yeah.
But he would have had enough time to merge. It's just, I don't know if there's like what the speed ratio was at that point, you know?
Yeah.
Like if he had kept going as fast as he was, if he'd rear-ended her. But either way, he spins the fuck out. He goes across the road into the median. It's a grassy median, but he just... See how
he's like spun around facing the wrong way.
He has a cover on the bed of his truck that's just up. That's completely detached.
Jeez,
something went flying off his truck too. He at least bent an axle. He had to bent at least one axle.
He was going way too fast.
What's with his wheel too? I need to look at this a little closer because it looks like one of his tires popped.
It did look like that.
Because something goes flying off his truck. He goes... Okay, so there's a in the middle of that road where there's the turn there, there's like a raised median that's very small. And it looks like he went over that, and I think that's what caused him to spin out.
Okay.
Like, just watching back to this. Something goes flying off his truck when he does that. But either way.
Dick.
See, some of the stuff I was reading, like when this popped up on Reddit, some of the things I saw, the comments I was reading, were... against the person that filmed this because they were driving and they had their camera out and they were filming the whole ordeal. The driver claims, again, they weren't actually, you know, looking through the screen when this was happening, but they also got it on camera too. They got the whole thing on tape.
Well, you can tell they weren't just looking through the camera because the camera was really shaky. It wasn't completely like focused. Like, you can tell that their priorities we're somewhere else. Like, I don't know, driving.
Exactly. Yeah. Especially like when we see the guy flipping her off, the camera's not even focused on him. It's like you see half the guy.
Yeah.
And all of his middle finger, but only half the guy.
And all of his focus is on the other car, not on where he's going.
Yeah.
Because he's a dumbass.
Yeah.
That's what you get.
Yeah.
Don't fuck around like that when you're driving.
Yeah. Just fuck it. Like, I would like to think of myself for being a, I like to think of myself being a good driver, you know?
You tailgate a little bit.
Yeah, but I know when to hold back.
Yeah.
That's the thing. I know when I'm getting too close to someone.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm an aggressive driver and I drive fast, but I've had one accident, like one serious accident, knock on wood, in my time. But that was six years ago, you know, it was a long time ago. I was still a teenager when it happened, you know.
But other than that, I agree with you. You do pay attention and you don't pull risky stuff where you're trying to be just aggressive to the other drivers in the sense of like, fuck you, you're not going quick enough aggression. You're just kind of like getting to where you need to go rather than being a colossal douche like Mr. Florida over there.
Yeah. I was looking because the person that uploaded this has like added on to the comments, the description for their video so much that I couldn't find the original description. But and it was a woman, too, I think.
Yeah, she was the one who laughed and said, that's what you get.
It was definitely a woman. Yeah. I thought it could have been a guy with a really high pitched voice or, you know,
it could have been
a tranny. You know, you never know.
Those two. Yes. Those exist.
I found the original description for the video. At the very end, it says, he initially fled the scene of the accident, but thanks to this video, he's been caught and charged.
Wow, so it was a good thing.
Yep.
How do you flee from that, though? Did he just take off running? Because I don't think that car was in any state to go in.
Yeah, you're going to need someone to pull you out of that, and you're going to be lucky if you have suffered any damage, which isn't the case, because something went flying off his truck when he hit it.
Yeah. You
know? I mean, I don't think he, like, destroyed an axle at all, but he could at least pop tires.
Oh, easily.
Yeah.
Easily.
So.
But that's good that, he was caught and charged, because you can't have drivers on the road like that. You can't do it because, you know, you think, 30 miles an hour isn't so fast. But even if you get into a car accident only doing 30, it's going to cause damage. Now, think about whenever you're on the highway, 65, 70 miles an hour. You can't be pulling silly shit in a huge metal box going at those speeds. It's just not a good thing for the human body if you end up getting into some kind of catastrophe, because that's the only thing that's going to happen if you're going to get in an accident like that.
Yeah. I've come across so many asshole drivers before, and I'm mad because I've never seen an instance of karma like that. Like, I always think to myself, God, I hope this guy... That's not true. When I was really little, I wasn't driving. I was like 8 years old when this happened. But, now I'm actually, in my 20s, I'm actually driving myself now. I've never seen an instance where you see an asshole driver go by, and then like 10 minutes down the road, you see him.
He's on the side of the road.
Yeah,
or
they're pulled over in an accident. When I was really little, my parents and I were going to New York, and this dude, we're going down the Mass Pike. I think my parents were all the way over in the right lane, doing about 20 miles an hour because that's how they drive. And you got this guy who goes by in a sports car, weaving in and out of traffic, being a total asshole. And then maybe about 10 minutes later, all of a sudden, the traffic got, we hit traffic. It got really slow.
Okay.
And we're like, okay, what the fuck? Maybe about 5 minutes later, it was curiosity traffic because there was an accident. And it was that guy, and his car was flipped over.
Oh, God.
And it was a grassy median just like that, and his car was flipped over. And he just looked pissed. His girlfriend was in shambles, and I remember my parents were just like, you fuck. You stupid fuck.
That's what you get. Remember when we were driving just down the street, and that big-ass truck had no idea that I even existed on the road and just proceeded to just coast right into my lane.
Yeah.
That was scary. Yeah. Like, we weren't going very fast or anything, but I just had this feeling about that truck. This guy, he was in a pretty big, pickup truck, but it was like almost like jacked up. There was a lot of space. It was high up.
It had massive wheels and it was jacked up.
Yeah.
You're in your Corolla. This guy's in a fucking monster truck.
And I mean,
basically,
I'm not scooting around in a little fucking smart car. I am in an average sized car. And meanwhile, I had been to the side of this guy. He had plenty of opportunity to see me if he was either using his mirror or just using his eyes.
Yeah.
And so I'm to the right. He's on the left. And he's getting so close. I'm like, what are you doing?
He cut you off, I remember. We were in a
wanted to be in my lane.
We were in a two-lane road. And he just, you laid down on the horn. And good thing you stopped, because he just would have hit you. He either just didn't care that you were there, or he didn't see you. But then what happened afterwards is great.
Yeah. Because you egged me on.
I did. Nicole's road rage kicked in, and she got right up in this guy's ass, started flashing him, and just kept laying down the horn to the point where he pulled over and was like, he actually pulled over.
He did.
The guy actually pulled over, and we just went right by him, and both of us flipped him off, and the guy's on his phone, and he's staring at us like, what the fuck? And then I think someone behind us went around him, too, because now he's at a complete stop.
Mm-hmm.
So he started going again. I'm like, boy, I hope this guy doesn't start following us now.
I wouldn't have even cared, because like you said, he was on his phone. Yeah. Fuck that guy.
Yeah, you would have hoped he comes, followed us through our apartment, so now he's on our property. That would have been great.
I'd have fought him. I would have kicked his ass. Like, listen, you little douche and you stupid jacked up truck.
Yeah.
All right? Pay attention, asshole.
All I would have said to him was, I'm sorry your dick is that small.
Seriously.
To drive a truck that fucking big.
Exactly.
Anyone that drives a truck that big has just, they're insecure.
Oh, yes.
They have issues.
It's overcompensation, my friend.
There is something wrong. You didn't get any love as a child or what?
His parents didn't hug him.
But you are a sad, miserable person if you have to drive around a truck that massive. And that clearly, it's not like that guy had, he didn't seem like the kind of guy who lives in a profession that required a truck that big.
Oh, no, not at all. That was for fun.
Yeah, I know people that drive trucks because they need to for work. Our neighbor has a huge truck, but it's because he does construction. You need it for that. When you're driving around a big, flashy truck that's all decked out and raised off the ground,
you're not doing construction with that.
Yeah, with wheels that look like they cost about half of what the truck cost.
Exactly.
Then you're clearly a douchebag.
And I mean, the thing is, you are in such a big vehicle. You can cause a lot of damage. And to just not give a fuck, to just be sitting there on your phone going through a rotary. Like, we went through a rotary and this asshole's, I'm not saying that he's on his phone, like talking on his phone. He was looking and using his phone while going through a rotary, while cutting people off, while not understanding that people were upset that they just got cut off. Like, just pay attention to the road. Just do it.
I like how... I remember the way he pulled over, too, just because he kept flashing and beeping him. He pulled over looking, like, genuinely concerned that there was a problem. And then the car that was doing that just zooms by him, flipping him off.
Yeah.
And he had a look on
no idea.
He had a look on his face like, what's going on?
He had no idea. And that was probably the worst part. He should have been aware. When you're driving, just be a bit aware about what is around you.
The worst, someone did that to me the other day. When you're, you take the Mass Pike into Boston, okay? Now, before you, when you get to, like, the last major exit, or last major toll plaza on the Mass Pike,
yeah.
Before you're officially in Boston, that's where 95 comes through. Now, you know, everyone on the East Coast knows about 95. It runs the entire length of the East Coast. Now, where it hits the Mass Pike in Massachusetts, it's one of the biggest, like, intersections in the state. Okay?
Oh,
it's
yes.
Two of the biggest highways converging. Now, if you get off the pike to get on the 95, it goes from two lanes, the exit is two lanes, to the toll plaza, which turns into about 10 lanes.
Yep.
And this is just for one side. And then it converges back down to two.
Oh,
now,
God.
Fucking 8:30 in the morning. You can only imagine. Now, it just depends on what time of day it is. Now, if it's any earlier or any later, it just depends on the severity of the rush hour traffic. It's a absolute fucking nightmare.
It sounds so bad.
It's the only time I'm ever stressed out driving, because you're watching. There's the people that know what's going on, and then there's the people that clearly have no idea what's going on.
Even though there are signs, like, it's all clear.
Yeah.
You know, but people are weaving in and out, going from all the way to the right, all the way to the left, because they need to go do this. Yeah. And then they're going to go all the way to the right again, just because they don't know what the fuck is going on.
Exactly.
I hate those people.
Now, I'm not trying to be racist here. I'm not. I'm just stating fact.
But he's going to say something incredibly racist.
Stating fact. A fucking black guy. And they always, you ever notice the people that like to deck out their cars to make them look like they're fucking muscle street racer cars? They're always like mid-90s Toyota Corollas or Hondas
they
or whatever.
Are.
Get a guy in a two-door Corolla.
Okay.
It's like a 95 Corolla. Fucking windows are tinted. It's got rims on it. The lights are all blacked out. But the window's down and there's a fucking black guy driving it.
Okay.
It looks like he's a black 18-year-old. The guy literally, because there's a curb there, because there's a parking lot for the state police right there at the toll plaza.
Yep.
The guy literally popped up on the curb and drove over the curb there to just skate around traffic.
Oh, my God.
And he decided to cut me off. I was the car that he decided to, you know, get back on the road in front of.
Jeez. You don't drive on the sidewalk.
No.
And they give you a lot of room. At these toll plaza areas, you're given a lot of room because there's a lot of activity. It's not like it's super narrow. You know, you shouldn't have any difficulty, you know, fitting your car where it needs to go. The fact that he went on the sidewalk, the fact that
it wasn't much of a sidewalk, because it's a little curb that kind
little
of
curb.
It splits the height, because at that point, you know, if there's no traffic, people are now starting to gun it, and
especially
the fast lane people like me, like people have easy passes.
Yep.
They're probably doing about 45 miles an hour there, so it's not really as much. It's more of a parking lot. It's just this little median area. It's a curb that basically separates the highway from the lot.
Yep.
So this guy, like, there's not really much room to fit a car up on. You know, it's only maybe like. Maybe a foot and a half.
Oh, it's a thin one.
Yeah,
okay.
So it's not long enough for a car to fit entirely on. But this guy was popped up on it.
Jeez.
And, like, the other part was in the parking lot. Like if you didn't do it right, you'd pop a tire.
Oh, easily. So easily.
I was a dick when you know, I'm you know, shitting all over this guy in the truck in the video we just watched. But once we got onto the highway, that guy, I cut in front of the guy. And then because the traffic was there, I just intentionally... I was that dick in the left lane doing 60.
Oh,
just to piss him off.
No.
And there was no way. There's no way he was able to switch out and go around. Because I matched my speed up of the truck.
But you ruined everyone else's time by doing that.
Worth it.
It's not worth it.
And it didn't cause any accidents.
Yeah, but still.
I was angry.
I know.
That whole intersection there is just... It brings up the stress level if the conditions are right, unfortunately.
Yeah, so I hate driving. I get really stressed out, so yeah. I understand.
Yeah. I know if you and I ever go into Boston, too, now I know which roads to avoid, too.
I even get scared in the passenger lane. Like, we were trying to get off of one road, and all these assholes to the right of us. It was like a left exit. So those are already a little weird, but whatever. Yeah. So it's a left exit, but all these assholes are coming from the right of us, and the lane we were in, we could either go left or straight. And we wanted to go straight to then go left. And so all of these people to the right of us were in our way, and we couldn't get around. So Jack's asking me, oh, you know, am I clear? Can I go out? And I am just freaking out because there's just so much going on. Oh, my God. I was very close to having, like, a panic attack.
Yeah, thank you for the help, too.
No problem.
I totally just
I was like, don't ask me!
Like, okay, I'm just going to assume there's no cars there.
Hey, it ended up being okay.
Oh, yeah, we were fine.
We were fine.
I think it was just a stroke of luck.
I had a stroke, but...
Which is great because that road, that whole little convergence there, it's another one of those, you know, many lanes converging to one.
And no one knows how to do it, apparently.
See, I used to go that way all the time, but I was doing it at 4 o'clock in the morning. I was never used to there actually being other cars on the road that
time. Yeah, we went on, like, what? Like,
it was rush
7
hour.
O'clock.
When there's other cars on the road, it's not easy.
Yeah.
In fact, I think that trying to get off the Pike on the 95 is actually a little easier.
Oh, wow. Than that?
Yeah. All right, I gotta do this, because it's already 9 o'clock almost.
Whoa.
Can you believe it?
Oh.
It's over. Daddy Wampus.
The end.
Well, that's it, folks. Goodbye.
Oh, my God.
The 5-year anniversary of Talk Radio Meltdown. Like, I honestly cannot believe we even made it this far.
Congratulations. That's a really great thing.
Like, thank you. I always question how long, like, if, because Chatty Wampus is going to end at some point. It's going to end when you go to Europe.
Yeah.
But, like, I'm always thinking, I'm like, are we even going to make it that long? Like,
why not?
Did we just lose the drive to do the show? Like,
I like doing this show.
I think since Talk Radio Meltdown started, we've tried doing... I know, like, the Ak and Jack show tried to get revived at one point.
Yeah.
We lasted 3 episodes. Chatty Wumpus has officially lasted longer than that by
all
one.
All right, all right. One. Let's keep it going.
I never thought Talk Radio Meltdown would make it that long. And it has. 5 years.
It's a good time.
5 long years. I was amazed we even made it 1 year. And in 2 years. And in 3 years. And it's great because I really vividly remember, like, the first night we all got together and did it, you know?
That's awesome.
So, yeah, it's gonna happen this week. I think we're gonna try to record it on Wednesday. It's probably gonna be a big old shit show.
Oh, geez.
It's gonna be a lot of people here, but, it's gonna be a good time, I think. We're not gonna make a big production out of it like we did with the 200th episode, but we're definitely gonna try to... I don't even know if it's right to say we're even gonna celebrate the show. It's just gonna be, like... For me, it's just like have people that used to be on the show come on,
yeah, and that's celebration. Nostalgia.
Just do another. It's like watching a band with the original members get back together for one night. So, just say it.
Nicole. It's 9.
It's 9. Okay, thank you. Sorry. You gotta remember, I worked in radio for a long time with a guy who just mouthed things to everyone, and I was
pointing to my phone, pointing to my watch, like just trying.
That's your phone. All right, cool. Right, the Orange Room is up next here on More Like Radio. We'll see you with Talk Radio Meltdown on Friday, 4 p.m. with our 5-year anniversary extravaganza.
All right.
And then episode 5 of Chatty Wumpus will be next Saturday, a week from now, More Like Radio.
From 8 to 9.
Yeah, okay. Goodbye.
Okay, bye.
Goodbye. Bye.